Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are indeed grateful, grateful for another day, grateful for another hour that the Lord has brought us together. And we just give God thanks on tonight. We give him praise. We bless him. We glorify his high name, for he's worthy of the praises, he's worthy of all of the honor, he's worthy of the glory. And we just bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him, we thank him. Thank him for another day, thank him for another hour that he has brought us together. We thank God for you, people of God, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening from other countries of the world. We thank God for you tuning in into these airways. We thank God on tonight that he's enabled us to all come into this place at this time. So whatever time these airwaves are hitting your ears, we give God thanks and praise for you. We bless God for you on tonight as we are now reaching into 100 countries, over 100 countries. We just give God thanks and we give God praise for the listening ear. We do pray that you are blessed, people of God. We pray that you are getting what you need from the Lord. We pray that your faith is being increased. We pray on tonight that you're being encouraged in the Lord, people of God. We pray, listen, we pray on tonight, amen, that your faith is growing by leaps and bounds. Amen. Glory to God. We are not a church, but we are certainly an outreach ministry. And we thank God for, listen, just calling us to be a part of his outreach ministry. Amen. Here we are, grateful, grateful, grateful. He could have called anybody to this work, people of God, but he chose us. And for this, we thank him. For this, we praise him on tonight. Amen. So we just want to say thank you for coming. We again want to welcome you with open arms. We want to welcome you with open arms, with open heart, open spirit on tonight. Glory to God, because it is here that the Lord has commanded a blessing. Amen. We pray that you went to the house of the Lord on today, that you were fed. We pray that you received a visitation from the Lord in the presence of the Lord as the saints gathered together. We give God thanks and praise for what he's done in this day. Amen. Glory to God. We just give him praise. We give him thanks. Amen. For the refreshing that had come. Glory to God. Amen. Even in the houses of worship. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. People of God, want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. We are amidst of our 40 days of prayer. We're so grateful for it on tonight, people of God. And as we've already said, listen, we are praying right along with, amen, the All Saints 40-day fast of intercession, as was given by the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen. Glory to God. It's the 40-day fast of intercession. People of God, where we are praying and interceding on behalf of others, where we are pouring out ourselves. We're coming, people of God, where we are selfless. Selfless. Amen. We're giving of ourselves fully to intercede, to cry out, to touch and agree on behalf of people, listen, situations and circumstances that we probably haven't even thought of, amen, or that we don't think about from day to day. So we give God thanks and praise for this time, amen, this 40-day 40 days of prayer. We bless God. Amen. Thanking God for, again, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the man of God that had rolled out this vision. Amen. The 40-day All Saints fast of intercession. People of God, and here we are. We're only but trying to advance the vision. We're just only trying to advance this vision. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we're praying right along with that prayer schedule. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Thanking him on today. Glory to God for our James. Glory to God. Just thanking God for her and the first family. Want to give God thanks and praise tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord for Senior Apostle Huggins. Amen. Thanking God tonight. Glory to God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking God for him. Glory to God as well. He's my pastor. So we just give God thanks. We just give God praise for these men of God. We thank God for these women of God that stand by their side. Amen. Amen. Calling the body to be complete. We give God thanks for our PNN advisors on tonight. Each and every one of them, we bless God for them on tonight. Each and every one of them holding their space in place. We bless the Lord for them, people of God. We do. We thank God for each and every one of them. Glory to God. Amen. Even in this post-pandemic, we thank God for them yet holding up the wings of this outreach ministry. So we bless God. We thank God. Yes, we do, for each and every one of them. Thanking God on tonight for our prayer warriors. Thanking them on tonight for our scripture reader. People of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for your leaders. We thank God for you, people of God, every member in particular. Yes, we do. We bless the Lord for you. People of God, it's a beautiful situation. Amen. And we just glorify his high name on tonight. Amen. And what is his name? People of God, his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So we thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. Came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Came to redeem mankind for us from their sins. Amen. Glory to God. He is the Emmanuel. He is God with us. Amen. So we bless him. We thank him on tonight, people of God. And tonight, glory to God, as we always say, our platform is a little different for this 40 days, this 40 days of prayer. But people of God, we pray that you came on tonight. We pray that you came. People of God, listen, we want you to touch and agree. We want you to touch and agree on tonight, even as the prayer is going forward every night. We want you to touch and agree. Amen. Glory to God. We're just so mindful, amen, Jesus, of all that the Lord is doing. Glory be to God. And we're thanking God for you. Amen. This is night number 21. And people of God, we will be praying and interceding for the church on tonight. Interceding for the church. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight we're going to have our scripture reading, and then after that, people of God, we're going to bring forth our prayer warrior for tonight. Glory to God, none other than Prophet Sharon Duncan. Glory to God, coming to us by way of Jerusalem Temple there in Banks, Brundage, Alabama. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. People of God, we want you to receive the woman of God as she comes. Glory be to God, and pours out our heart, and we're going to touch and agree. We're touching and agree. Whatever we are, we're going to touch and agree with the word, with the prayer, with the petition that's going forth. Glory to God on behalf of the church. But before she comes, people of God, we're going to have our scripture reading by none other than Sister Mary Hollins. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Give it up to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. scripture reading will be coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 1st to the 10th verse. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and enmity and all evil speaking, as newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stone are built up a spiritual house in holy priesthood, accessible to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now a people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I have read to you the 2nd chapter of 1 Peter, the 1st through the 10th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen. Blessings to every one of you that has gathered once again in this night. We do give God the glory, the praise, and the honor in the name of Jesus for allowing us to come together one more time. Hallelujah, Jesus. We could have died through the night. Many dying right now, but we are here today because of the grace of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God on tonight. And we're going to deal with the church tonight. We know that the church is under major attack. We know that the enemy is against the church in such a great way. But tonight, as the woman of God, evangelist, said, we come to stand in agreement tonight. Her Holy Ghost fire, yes, God, as the prayer go forth. Hallelujah, God, we come to stand in agreement to tear down some things because we're dealing with a lot of forces. Hallelujah, Jesus, our fight is not against our brothers and sisters, but it said principalities and powers. So we come tonight in this prayer to declare war against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come to declare war against every demonic force, glory be to God, that has infiltrated and contaminated the body of Christ. And our scriptures is, first of all, let me give God thanks and praise for Evangelist Bradley and her prayer warriors, and I stand in agreement with the protocol that has been established into every apostle or leader that is on this line tonight, along with everyone else that is from everywhere. I thank God for you in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 16 and 18 says, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Acts 2, 4, 37 through 38, 46 to 47. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then, hallelujah, Jesus, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. Glory, Jesus, I give you praise tonight, O God, that repentance would come forth tonight in the name of Jesus. And they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such as should be saved. Matthew 16 and 5, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. First Corinthians chapter 14, 4 through 5, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he edified himself. But he that prophesied edified the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edification. 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Peter 2:10-9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Hallelujah, tonight, which had not obtained mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now have obtained mercy. Revelation chapter 3, 7 through 13, and the angel of the church in Philadelphia. These things said he that is holy. Right. Right. These things that he said. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, these things said he that is holy, that he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shut it and no man open it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world, and to them that dwell upon the face of the earth. He said, behold, I come quickly, hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take your crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Which cometh down out of heaven from God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that had an ear to hear, bless your name tonight. You said, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Father God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus, because you're speaking to the church. We thank you tonight, O God, as we're looking unto you. Hallelujah, God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. You, God, tonight are giving us instruction. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on tonight. And so, God, we pray that you would release an anointing over this atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus, you spoke to the angels of the church in Philadelphia, and the angels represent the leader. Oh, God, you're speaking to the leaders of the church, my God, in this hour. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh God, as we praise and glorify you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you in no other name but your name, Jesus, lifting you up in this hour. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of all the glory, honor, thanks, and praise in your name, God. You are worthy in this last hour to be magnified. If we had a trillion tongues, glory be to God, we will never be able to give you the praise that you deserve. Glory and honor, you deserve in this hour. We will never be able, God, to praise you. We do praise you for what you have done, but most of all for who you are and what you are about to do in the life of the church. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the beginning and you are the end, the first and the last, our soon coming King. There is none like you, none beside you, none to be compared to you. We love you tonight, Jesus. You are welcome, God, over this platform. You are welcome, God. Release your presence tonight. We worship and adore you, Lord God. We just want to tell you that we love you more than anything tonight. You are God alone by yourself. You are the whole, only true and living God, the creator of all mankind and everything that exists in the heavens and in the earth and under the earth. You deserve the glory and the honor. Heaven and earth adores you, Lord God. Day and night, angels are bowing before you in the name of Jesus. The 24 elders, hallelujah, God, worship at your feet. You are not, oh God, Rabba Shandorabo Hosaya. Oh God, we bow, oh Shamandorabo Hosta. We bow ourselves in worship unto you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, you are welcome. We praise you. We glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You say you are coming quickly, and your reward is with you to give every man according as his work should be. In the name of Jesus, you say you are given the key of David, my God, to the church. Hallelujah, God. He that opened it and no man can shut. You give the key, God, oh my God, to Jesus Christ. And he said he went down in hell and took the key of authority and he gave it to the church. Glory be to God on tonight. You say you know our works. You know the works that we do. Behold, you have set before us an open door that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. For you said we have little strength. And God, we need strength in this hour to endure hardness as a good soldier. You said we have kept your word. Father God, you know those who are keeping your word in this hour and has not denied your name. Glory be to God tonight. You said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but they tell a lie. Many are telling a lie about their identity in this last hour in the name of Jesus. You say you will cause them, make them come and worship before the feet of the church, the feet of the saints, the feet of the Jewish nation, and to know that you love them. To know, God, that you have loved us in the name of Jesus. You said, because we have kept the word of your patience in the name of Jesus, you will also keep us from the hour of temptation. Hallelujah, on tonight, that would come upon the whole world. Oh, God, the temptations that are out there coming upon the whole earth, the whole world, the whole earth, upon every nation, God. You said in your word, hallelujah, God, him that overcometh, will you make a pillar, to be a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will write upon him the name of our God. You will write upon him the name of the city, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God, and you will write your name upon him. You said, he that had an ear to hear, God, we should hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church tonight in the name of Jesus. And so we come to glorify you, God, tonight. Hallelujah, God, to give you the praise. We are nothing in your sight. You said the voice in Isaiah 48, 6 to 8. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? You said, all flesh is grass, and all the godly goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withered and the flower faded, because the Spirit of God bloweth upon it. And surely, you said, the people, we are nothing but grass in the eyes of God. He said, the flower faded and the grass is going to fade. We are just like the grass. So we are nothing in the eyes of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. But you said the word of the Lord will last forever. And so, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, God, as we present your word unto you, that your word, God, will take root in our hearts, that this prayer, God, will not go in vain, that this prayer will take root on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind the prince of the powers of the air. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the rulers, hallelujah, tonight, of the darkness of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind spiritual wickedness in high places. In the mighty name of Jesus, we dismantle and neutralize, pull down and destroy uproot, my God, tonight and annihilate every demonic interference and interruption that is on high alert over this line tonight, over this call tonight. We bring your power to nothing in the name of Jesus Christ. We shut down the first and the second heaven tonight where Satan is operating from in the mighty name of Jesus. We shut down and neutralize every illegal activity and agendas, assignment that is operating in this atmosphere and the stratosphere over the regions, over every nation, God, tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We send civil war. We send war in the enemy's camp tonight. Satan, you are defeated, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you tonight. We release the fire of Almighty God against the enemy in the name of Jesus. You said the enemy comes in one way. Glory to God on tonight. And he will flee in seven different ways. And they shall fall at our right side in the name of Jesus. We declare they are falling now as we pray tonight. We release the wind of God to scatter them in seven different directions. Scatter them to the four corners of the earth. They will fall at our right hand and side and 10,000 at our right hand on tonight, Jesus. We thank you, and Debo Shatarabo Hosiah, and me Bakosham the release your glory in this atmosphere. We release your presence, oh God, hallelujah, God, and the anointing that will make prayer easy tonight in the name of Jesus. We will see the reward of the wicked as we pray tonight, oh God. This prayer will not go in vain, it will not fall to the ground void. The devil is a liar tonight, oh God. We got Shandorabo Hosiah. We send tonight division and confusion in the enemy's camp. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus with force, and we release the blood of Jesus with power and authority and strength against Satan. Hallelujah, against the enemy on tonight. Your blood was not shed in vain. You died that we might live, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Your blood was shed to redeem mankind. Your blood was shed to bring deliverance to the whole world that is full of darkness. Cover us with your shed blood and hide us behind the shadow of your cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the fire of God from heaven right now against every evil curse that is sent against the church. In the name of Jesus, let no weapon formed against the church of the living God tonight prosper. Hallelujah, God. In every tongue that is rising up against the church in judgment, we condemn it right now and pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demonic tongue, every lying tongue, every deceptive tongue, every judgmental tongue. You said that Satan is the accuser of the brethren that accuses us day and night before God. We command this tongue to cleave to the roof of his mouth in the name of Jesus. We could pull down every accusation. We destroy and neutralize every lie of the devil and every accusation from Satan that has come up against the church in the mighty name of Jesus. We condemn every lie of the devil tonight. Satan, let me tell you something. You were defeated over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ went down in hell and came up with the victory and gave it to the church in the name of Jesus. This, my God, is the Bakoshandabahaya. All the lies spoken against the leadership in the church, we come up against it now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar from the pit of hell. And so we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus from every demonic force that is operating through the stars, the moon, and the sun, through the stratosphere, the atmosphere, the constellations, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic assignment and agenda is canceled. Right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, this night, God, is the night of deliverance for the church. This is the night, God, to set the captive free. Every setback, every roadblock, every stumbling block, every hindrance is canceled. Oh, my God, tonight. Hallelujah. Go, oh, Jesus, on tonight. That is released against the church of the living God. Release your power and the blood against every unclean demonic birds and animal and beast that is released against us. Glory to God tonight. We declare, God, in this this night, God, that every vulture and ravens and night hawks, the screech owl and every foul demonic bird of the air that come to destroy our flocks and harvest in the name of Jesus, that come to destroy our lives, we destroy it by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We destroy and neutralize the power of the dragons, the wild beasts of the field, the wild goats and the jackals, the hyenas, the night creatures, the arrow snakes, the python, hallelujah, and constricting snakes that wrap itself around, oh God, your people, to keep them stagnated and stuck in the same position. Oh God, the devil is a liar tonight. We're calling it out by its name because you tell us to call it out by name. And God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God, that will God bring down every force tonight. We destroy by fire tonight every cat and dog demonic spirit sent against the church. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize, cancel, and destroy every Jezebel demon, every Ahab demon, every Baal spirit, every idol worship. Hallelujah, God, every Delilah spirit that is causing Samson to fall, that is causing the men of God to fall, every Jezebel spirit that is controlling the man, that is controlling your house, we pull it down tonight in the name of Jesus. Every Jezebel spirit assigned to control the church, we break your powers into a billion pieces right now. Every God, Diana and Lilac spirit, hallelujah, God, the demonic forces that deal with small children at night to seduce men is canceled by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We destroy every Goliath spirit right now that is sent, God, to kill your people. We pull down Goliath and we cut off your neck tonight in the name of Jesus. Every suicidal demonic, oh God, forsend against some in the church that feel like they're losing their mind, we cancel you tonight in the name of Jesus. We cancel you by fire tonight. We declare tonight that we are free from every delusional and illusional demonic assignment, God, that has infiltrated the church. We are free from every oppression and depression and rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. On this night, oh God, we cancel and abolish and neutralize every plague that is released in this hour to destroy the lives of your people, oh God. This pandemic will not take us out. This pandemic will not destroy our lives. We are covered with the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against our lives, our health, our mind shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We destroy every incubus and succubus demon that deals with sexual desires and dreams that has come in the church. And then they call Shaka in the Moshik in the Bohosa in the name of Jesus Christ. No sickness, God, no disease, no plague, no evil shall come nigh our dwelling, oh God. We release the blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction. Oh God, that God, the Moshanda Bahaya, against every evil plague and demon that has come up against our families and children tonight, that has come up against, my God, our loved ones, in the name of Jesus, against every demonic attack, God, we come up against it now, that was released from the pit of hell. Hallelujah, God, fighting against the body of Christ, fighting against the leadership in the church. My God, we pull down Mashekande Rabohosaya and destroy every demon, Mandekushamanda, of compromise and sugarcoating the gospel of Jesus Christ. That says Ikandiosa, that have infiltrated and contaminated the church of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon, I tell you tonight, devil, no weapon formed against the church of the living God shall prosper. This is a time for the church to be in the act the ark of safety. Who is not in the ark of safety, you better get into the ark of safety, for evil has spread itself. Evil has gotten worse, and worse, and has spread itself to every nation. But we are covered in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, you said a fight is not against each other. This is not against flesh nor blood. Our warfare is not carnal. Hallelujah on tonight, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. We bring it into the captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We pull down every stronghold and every assignment on tonight in the name of Jesus. We cancel all of your plans and send it back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, Moshanda Bahaya, we thank you, Lord God. We cancel tonight every demonic vision and every demonic dreams and attacks as we sleep at night. The blood of Jesus prevail against the devil and his agents. In the name of Jesus, every astral projection demon that comes by night, oh Shamanda, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Every necromancy, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah. Tonight, we the church have the power. God said he gave us power over all Shatai. Yes, God, over all the powers of the devil. We come with authority tonight in the power of the Holy Ghost to dismantle and destroy every attack against the church. We release the fire of God, my God, against every stronghold. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come declaring war against the gates of hell that has risen up against the church. We stand as an army in one accord to bring down every demonic force that has infiltrated and contaminated your church, oh God, the body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come as Shando Bansaya. We command Satan in the name of Jesus to take up his weapon and begin to flee. God has given us authority to destroy all your plots, and your plans. Take up your weapon and flee. For God has given us the churchy authority to walk all over you. We put you under our feet tonight. We put on the whole armor of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for releasing warring angels that would fight for us tonight. Angels that are fully clothed in the whole armor of God, that are fighting, God, for us, oh God, in the regions and the atmosphere, in our homes, God, on our jobs, in the church of the living God. Hallelujah on tonight. That angels release tonight to the four corners of the earth to fight for, my God, your people in every nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And my God, oh God, we thank you. Oh God, send for sending help to the church in this hour, for sending, God, your angels to help the church. Help us as your church to realize that we are nothing in your sight, and we need to depend on you as never before, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us to always come into your presence with humility and thanksgiving in our hearts and praises on our lips, God, tonight as we come into your presence on this line to give you thanks and to give you praise. Oh God, with thanksgiving in our heart, we say thank you tonight as we enter the courtroom of heaven tonight with praises on our lips. Thank you tonight, mighty God, the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us just in time. Oh God, tonight, hallelujah, God, in this time, in the season that we are in your hands. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And there is nothing the devil can do, God, against the church unless you permit it. In the name of Jesus, if you speak, God, men will die. If you speak, God, men will live. Help us as your church to redeem the time that we have. While we have the time, hallelujah, go, oh, Shanda Bahaya. People of God, tonight, time is running out for many in the church. The clock is ticking on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall. The warnings and the signs are all around us. There is a midnight cry that has gone out to every church and every nation to get it right. For the coming of the Lord Jesus is closer than we realize. Many, my God, live, my God, many, many live life in the church without God. Many live as if they breathe their own breath. Help us to remember that the breath we breathe belongs to you, Jesus. You are the owner and the manufacturer of the breath that we breathe, and you can snatch it within a split second. Help us, oh God, the church, to live every day as if it is our last day on earth. Help us to live tonight, God, as if you would blow the trumpet on tonight, as if you're ready to blow the trumpet right now. Help us, the church, to be ready like the five wise virgins that kept oil in their lamps. And when the bridegroom came, they were ready to go with the bridegroom. Hallelujah on tonight. For you said, be ready, for such an hour we think not the Son of Man could come. Help the church to be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus. We are grateful for another opportunity to come before you, God. We, my God, tonight, but we condo shanda, will not take these times and moments of prayer lightly that we are that are going forth over this line. We, my God, will not take for granted that you have called us into a time of prayer and fasting, or sanctification of our bodies, which are your temple. Hallelujah, God. We don't take lightly coming to this PNN prayer line, God. We didn't come just to hear a prayer. We come to connect with your spirit. Hallelujah, God. We come to connect with your divine presence. We come to stand in agreement. We come to be revived, refreshed, refilled, refueled, restored, and renewed, to be strengthened, to be lifted, oh God, to be delivered, saved, and set free from every bondage and every burden that has tied us down. I declare, God, burdens will be lifted tonight. Bondages will be broken on tonight. We declare that you are shifting the atmosphere right now as this prayer go forth in the Mako Shanda Bahaya, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shake and shift the atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Shake the heavens, oh God, as we pray tonight. Release, oh God, a thermostat, anointing that will change the church and change this atmosphere tonight, that will change the lives of everyone connected tonight. Someone need deliverance tonight. It is happening right now. I declare that it is happening now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, somebody, oh God, needs you. You're shaking, God, the church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. You said in Hebrews chapter 12 from 25, glory be to God, you said in your word, see that you refuse him not that speak it. For if they escape not who refuse him that speak on the earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speak it from heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, many in the church are turning away from you, hallelujah, backsliding in this last hour, hallelujah, God, Jesus Christ, on tonight. But you are married to the backsliders, the remnant of, oh God, oh God, the body of Christ. Your word says, hallelujah, God, see that we do not refuse or reject, hallelujah, God, those who are speaking to us in this earth, in this hour, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, God, if we reject them that you place over us in the church to lead us, God, then we are rejecting you. Hallelujah, God, help us to be obedient to the leaders that you place over us in the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help our ears to be sensitive to your voice, God, in this last hour, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, tonight, oh God, you're telling us here that we are not able to escape. Oh God, we refuse to listen to your voice, refuse to obey you as the church of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your voice is shaking the heavens. Your voice is shaking the earth once again. You shook the earth in the time of Noah during the flood, God. You shook the earth when the children of Israel rebelled against, hallelujah, God, and worshiped the golden calf. You opened up the earth and swallowed them up. You send the flood and kill everyone. Only 8 people were saved. Can't we see what God is saying? Only a few is going to be saved. And so he's shaking the heaven and he's shaking the earth, and what remain will remain, and what does not remain was never meant to be. In the name of Jesus, you open the earth, God. Today, God, the earth is opening up. Earthquakes, oh God, volcano eruptions, God. Don't we see the sinkhole? Don't we see, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, what is happening, church? Hey, God, let's get right and let's go home, church, in this last, oh Shanda, our Lord. Lord God, not only will you shake the earth, but also the heaven. Heaven and earth is passing away, but it's your word, God. Your word will last forever in the name of Jesus. Jesus, shake the church. Shake us out of slumber. Shake us out of spiritual sleep. Shake us out of Jeko Shamanda. Shake us out of this comatose position that the enemy has put us in. Shake us out of darkness. Shake us out of Shamanda. Shake us out of spiritual sleep. Shake us, my God, out of, my God, complacency. Shake us out of slothfulness. Shake us out of laziness. Shake us out of, my God, in the name of Jesus, darkness. Out of gluttony, out of greed. Shake us out of wrath, my God, of the devil hand. In the name of Jesus, shake us out, shake us out of sin and iniquity. Shake us, my God, out of pride. Hallelujah, God of this life. My God of this life. Shake us out of arrogance and haughtiness in the name of Jesus. Shake us out of telling lies and being deceitful. Shake us out of backbiting and anger, Lord, and resentment in the name of Jesus. Shake us out of bitterness and forgiveness and division, malice and envy, jealousy and competition. Shake us out of negativity, negative speaking. Shake us out of hatred, lack of love in the body of Christ. Shake us until we look like you, Lord. Shake us out of discouragement and oppression and depression. Shake the church out of poverty and lack, oh God. Shake us out of hopelessness and anxiety and faithlessness. Shake us out, oh God, of selfishness and self-centeredness in the name of Jesus. Shake us out of selfish ambitions, idolatry, and fornication. Shake us out of stealing and coveting other people's things. Shake us out of doubt, fear, and unbelief, our God, in the church. Shake us, God, out of worldly standards and worldly lifestyle in the name of Jesus. For you said, be holy, come out from among them and be separated as the church. Shake us out of lust for the things of the flesh. Shake us until we look like you, walk like you, and talk like you. Shake us until we think like you in the Mako Shende, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare tonight that we have the mind of Jesus Christ. Lord, hallelujah, you said yet once more, and you're going to shake the heavens, and you're going to shake the earth, and everything that needs to be moved, hallelujah, God will move out of this earth. It's going to move, people of God. God is shaking. We declare you are shaking. We declare, God, you're shaking. The church is being shaken. This is a shaking that is bringing separation. You are separating the sheep from the goat. You're separating the wheat from the tares. Yes, God. You're shaking and exposing the deception and lies of Satan. It is exposing, God. It is being exposed. This This is a time of exposure. The Antichrist spirit that has infiltrated the body of Christ, it is being exposed. Hallelujah, God. False churches and false leaders. Hallelujah, God. False prophets and bishops. Hallelujah, God. Prophets and prophetess. False evangelists, pastors and teachers, deacons and elders, ministers of the gospel are being exposed, and they'll be exposed because you're cleaning up the church. Hallelujah, tonight you're shaking sin out of the church. Hallelujah, God, you're shaking sin out of the house of God, and everything and anyone that parades themselves and disguises themselves as angels of light will be shaken by Almighty God. In the shaking tonight, you are shifting things in the atmosphere. In the shaking, God, the remnant are coming forth. The royal priesthood are coming forth. The chosen generation are coming forth. The Joshua generation is coming forth. The sons of God is coming forth with fire in their hands and fire in their feet, fire in their mouth, fire, God, in their eyes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, they're coming out of rebellion, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your living water flow over our souls tonight. We need the living water so that we will not thirst for the things of the world, in the name of Jesus. The church will rise up in the power of Almighty God to do great exploits for the kingdom of God. There is a paradigm shift that is happening in the church.
Glory to God. Looks like we lost our prayer warrior. Glory to God. Just continue to pray, people of God. Just continue to pray. Glory to God as we get up back on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. And intercede. Full of God, continue to pray. Glory to God while we try to get her back on the line. Hallelujah. God, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Glory to God. Nobody mad but the devil. Glory to God, but we got the victory. Glory be to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hiya. Yeah, God. Glory to God. Come on and lift the voices on the night and praise Him. Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God.
The devil is a liar.
Yeah.
We cancel your plan tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Everything, God, that is not planted by you, it will be uprooted tonight and exposed right now. No longer will they be able to hide behind a mask. No longer, God, will they be able to hide behind a name or the accolades or the papers of certificates that qualifies them, God. No longer will they hide behind demonic powers to deceive the church. God is tired. The stench of sin has come up into the nose of God. He is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle in the name of Jesus. A church that has been bought and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, that are heir of God and joined air with Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the church on tonight. You're coming for a church, hallelujah, God, that is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, a church and sealed until the day of redemption, a church that is walking, a church that is walking in obedience, a church that has the standard of holiness and righteousness in the name of Jesus. He said, be holy as I am holiness. He said, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. A church tonight, God, that is walking in righteousness, a church that is a doer of the word and not just a hearer of what the word is saying, a church that is walking walking in that agape love, a church that carries the glory of God, that represents the kingdom of God in this earth. You're looking for a church that has the mind of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, a church that is unified, that is walking in oneness, a church washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, God, Shanda the Bohosa, a church where the true worshipers are coming for God to worship him in spirit and in truth, oh, God, and the very beauty of holiness. Oh, God, you're bringing a church forward in the name of Jesus that are faithful in tithes and in offering and in sowing seed, that so we can be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, help our minds, oh, God, to be the minds of Jesus Christ. Help our minds to stay focused on the kingdom. You said your kingdom cannot be moved. We, the church, need your grace in this hour. Help us to serve and love each other and to serve you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and our strength. We need to walk in the fear of God. Everything that is not like you, God, move it and send deliverance to the church of the living God in the mighty name of Jesus. You are looking for those in the church that will serve you, Lord God, with fear and reverence. You said, whereby we may serve you acceptably with reverence and fear. Give us the heart and mind of a servant to serve you and each other, to care for each other as a family. Hallelujah, God, the church is just one body. But God, there is so much division and so much bickering back and forward and so much gossiping going on. Hallelujah, God, cliques and groups are happening in the church. Let us see, God, through your eyes. Let us hear with your ear. Our God, use our mouth to speak for you. Our minds to think like you in the mighty name of Jesus. Strip us of the old graveyard clothes. Strip us of the old graveyard cloth. Strip us of ourselves so that we can walk in newness of life, Lord God. You told Lazarus to come forth. He was bound head to toe in the name of Jesus. You said to loose him and let him go. Oh, God, many in the church are bound from head to toe. Tonight, God, we declare that you would loose them and let them go. Oh, God, my Shanda the Bohosa, in the name of Jesus, I declare, God, tonight that everything that has us bound must loose. Must loose. Mumbakashanda. It got to loose its stronghold tonight and set us free. Mandereko Shanda Bahaya. So that we can be the church that you need us to be. The church that God has called us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need to come up higher. There is more, God, that you require of us and expect from us as the church. Give us a passion for outreach and evangelism. You said, do the work of an evangelist. Make footproof of your ministry. Preach the gospel in season and out of season. Line upon line and precept upon precept. Go and make disciples in the name of Jesus. Go and be fishers of men in the name of Jesus. Go in the highways and byways and compel men to come. Go in the hedges, oh God, the rough places, in the ghettos. Oh God, go in the rejected areas and win souls for the kingdom. Open my God spiritual, open our spiritual and our natural eyes so that we can see how late the time is, so that a zeal, so that we would have a zeal for lost souls, that the church would have a zeal to win souls in the name of Jesus. Let the zeal for lost souls be in our hearts and in our minds like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the godly God, let there be a godly fear in the church, oh God. There is no more fear in the churches. We do what we want, what we want, how we want, without fear of you, God. So many take your presence lightly when they come to the house of God for service. You are holy. Holiness adorn your house. You said that they should come to worship you, God, in the spirit, not in the flesh. flesh and in truth, your word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us as the church to follow the pattern that Jesus left for the church. In the name of Jesus, you left a blueprint. You left a pattern, Jesus. Help us to follow that pattern in the name of Jesus. Give the church a zeal for the things of the kingdom so that, my God, the will of God would be done in the church. Jesus had such a zeal and a passion for the house of God that he got angry, glory to God, and made whips and drive out all those that had your house as a place to make money. Huh? Yes, God, that had it as a place of selling their merchandise, a place of buying and selling. Hallelujah, God, it is no different today. Many in this hour are making money in the house of God, a place of buying and selling. Many in this hour, hallelujah, God, my Shendora Mahosa, are using ministry and the church to make money. They are using their gifts and talents to the advantage of taking advantage of people to make money, so God, to get filthy lucre in the name of Jesus. You say for the lack of knowledge, so many are perishing that are going to these kind of people. They are dying, God, and coming into poverty in the mighty name of Jesus. Many in the church lack knowledge, so they are being deceived and taken advantage of. Open the eyes of the true church, God. Give us greater discernment. Release the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the fear of the Lord, even as it was upon Jesus. And Isaiah chapter 11, 1 to 4, all of these spirits was upon Jesus. Oh, God, rested upon the church in the name of Jesus, that we would be rooted and grounded in your word, rooted and grounded in love. The church has become a business, a place where thieves and robbers come to gain. Oh, God, wealth in the name of Jesus, a place, oh, God, to use and abuse vulnerable, ignorant people, those that have itching ears. Hallelujah, God, and lack knowledge of the word of God are falling victims in the hands of these wolves in sheep's clothing that has infiltrated the body of Christ, that come in by stealth, that came in the church to kill, steal, and destroy. God working signs and wonders and miracles by demonic forces operated from the marine kingdom. It is you, God. It is your desire for us to be united in the bond of peace and unity, to be united in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can come into maturity. No longer will we act like babes drinking milk, oh God. Give us a burning desire to study and read the word of God, a burning desire for prayer and fasting, to worship and praise you with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength, God. You know the plans. You know it, God, the plans you have for the church, Lord, to give us a future and an expect it in, to do us good and not to harm us. We declare, God, victory right now, God, over every demonic force that has infiltrated and contaminated the church, every evil design and apostasy that is released in the church. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We declare victory right now over every demonic assignment that is being released to contaminate the mind of the church. Hallelujah. On tonight, glory to God, on tonight, I declare, God, there's been a release, hallelujah, God, in the body of Christ to move forward in you, God. Oh, God, my shandar of a host, in the name of Jesus, I declare we have your mind tonight, and nothing by any means shall set upon us to harm us or to hurt us in any way, because, glory to God, tonight, we are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare the blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction to uproot and destroy, annihilate, demolish, and neutralize every antichrist, demonic force, every counterfeit anointing that is being released in the body of Christ. We stand as an army tonight to declare, God, war, civil war against, oh God, every demonic assignment that God has released, God, against
your church. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah, God. You've been more than great to us. We worship and adore you. Hallelujah, God, for there is no God but you. Bless each and every one that took the time out from their busy lifestyle to connect on this line tonight. Oh, God, on tonight, we thank you in advance for answering our prayer, not tomorrow, but tonight. Hallelujah, concerning the church, the body of Christ. We thank you, God, for being a God that hears and answers the prayer, God, of your people. Your ear attend and are open unto the prayer of the righteous, God. You attend unto the voice of our supplications. We, your church, come by faith tonight, knowing and believing that you have already heard us before we came together on this line to ask you anything. We come tonight before you, God, without doubt and fear. You know our thoughts from afar off. You know what we will say before we speak it, oh God, as we come, God, crying out to you, God, from the ends of the earth, from every nation on tonight, every language, every culture, every city, every state. From the island of the seas, we come crying out unto you. From every continent, in the name of Jesus, we cry out unto you, because we are the church. Oh God, we need more than we realize. We need you more than we can imagine or even think about. As we look all around us, oh God, we see your word is fulfilling fast. We see wars and rumors of wars, earthquake in diverse places. The waves and the seas are roaring, oh God. We see bloodshed and violence, God. We see murders in the name of Jesus. We see corruption in the land. The world is in crisis in the name of Jesus. The church is in the midst of all that is happening in the earth. And so we need the blood of Jesus to cover us like never before, to protect us and keep us from dangers seen and unseen, from accidents and incidents, from mass shooting and drive-by shooting, in the name of Jesus. As we look, oh God, all around, evil is getting worse and worse. The love of many has gone cold. Men are lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They have become headstrong, heady, and high-minded, selfish, evil seducers and workers of iniquity. They have become self-centered, disrespectful, proud, and arrogant in the name of Jesus. They have become stubborn and stiff-necked, oh God, disobedient against parents, disobedient and rebellious against you, your word, against the leadership in the church. The church is in a time, oh God, of great opposition and persecution according to your word, and it will intensify as we draw closer to your coming, God. But no weapon, God, we have the strength to endure happiness as good soldiers. In the mighty name of Jesus, the church of the living God is all powerful, almighty, and everlasting. God, we can't shandle the Bahosa. We need you like never. We can't make it without you. Without you, we are like a ship without a sail. Without you, God, we will be tossed to and fro by every wind of false doctrine that is released in the earth. Without you, we will be deceived by the wickedness in the earth. This is not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven. Hallelujah, God. And you never promised that it would be. We have all go grabashanda. Yes, God, on tonight, we have fallen short of your glory so many times, but yet you love us the same. You are faithful, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name tonight. You are just and good and faithful, fickle, Moshanda Basaya. Oh God, tonight you are faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood that saves us and deliver us from every attack of the devil. Find the works of the devil as and bring it to naught and make him behave in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word says, upon this rock, oh God, you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Jesus, you are the rock. Jesus, you are the revelation of God, the rock tonight. You are the stone that the builders rejected, and you will build your church, your ecclesia, the called out one, hey, Koshanda Bahaya, your body, the church. My God, tonight, those who know and believe that their identity is hidden in Christ with God, those who know who they are, the gates of hell shall not prevail against those who know their God. For those who know their God shall do great exploit in this last hour, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, the spiritual strongholds, oh God, that has risen up against us, we bind it now, God. Hallelujah, God, the stronghold of ignorance and blindness that is being destroyed right now, that has come against the body of Christ, that is where it's head. Some are ignorant, and there are some strongholds that are keeping them in bondage. The very force of darkness will not prevail against the church of the living God. The gates of hell shall not, God, shall not prevail against our mind, against our health, against our future. The gates of hell shall not prevail against our children and grandchildren, against our family, against our home, against our jobs, against our businesses, against our lives, against our souls. The gates of hell, oh glory to God, tonight shall not prevail against our success, our destiny, and our spiritual walk. It shall not prevail against our faith, our bank account, our paychecks, our leaders, our prayer life. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the streams of incomes, against our purpose, our God tonight, and against our destinies. It shall not prevail against the prophetic declaration that has been spoken over our lives. The gates of hell shall not, God, block our ministries, our marriage, and our nation. We declare the floodgates of heaven is open over our heads tonight to receive all the promises of God, which is yes and amen. We neutralize, dismantle, and destroy by the fire of the Holy Ghost that is sent against the church. We destroy the powers of darkness sent against the church. We decree this declaration that your work of darkness, that the work of darkness will come to nothing. Hallelujah, God. Your desires for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You are calling us up higher, God. You say, rise and shine, for our light is come, according to Isaiah chapter 60, and the light of the Lord is risen upon us. We declare tonight the greater light is here. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the greater light that shines upon us, that shines in darkness. He is here tonight on PNN. His glory is here tonight. Let us tap into the glory. He is releasing his glory over this line right now. The ladder of glory is coming down on us tonight. He said, darkness cover the earth and gross darkness cover the people, but the Lord shall rise upon us, the church, and his glory shall be seen upon us, the church. We declare the glory of the Lord will eradicate every darkness that is covering the earth and the people, God, that in the name of Jesus, that is covering, oh God, the church of the living God. We eradicate it right now. The church is the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. We are rising up, God, like an army. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Glory be to God. You said the Gentiles and the unbelievers, the naysayers, the haters of God and his people, the church will see the glory of the Lord upon us. Yes, God, tonight they shall see the greater light, our God upon upon the church. The world should recognize the greater light upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. On tonight, they will come into this greater light. Leaders and kings and people around the world will come into this greater light that is shining from the church in the name of Jesus. We are looking and watching. We will see them come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. For your house will be filled with the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. From the uttermost part of the earth, hallelujah, God, they will come to this greater light. Glory to God on tonight to be a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, God. Open our natural and spiritual, God, eyes, God, for the sons and daughters are coming from afar to this greater light. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, oh, God, let this greater light illuminate through us. Let it shine through the church because of the love of God that will shine, God, and radiate through us. Our daughters will be nurses at our sides, and my God, our sons will preach the gospel in the church. Hallelujah. All the prayers that we have sent up before you, God, will manifest in this time and in this season. God is doing a quick work. I can tell you, God is moving fast for the church. There is a move of God coming in the church. He said, then you shall see it and shall flow. It shall flow together. The church's body will be fitly joined together. There is a flow of souls that is coming to fill the house of God. Hallelujah. There is a flow of the Spirit of God about to be released to draw the remnant, hallelujah, God, to his house. He is cleansing and washing, purifying, sanitizing, unifying, and synergizing his church as one body, even as he and the Father is one. He is bringing fear back in the church. Our hearts will fear before you, God. We will walk in the fear of God. You said in Acts chapter 2 and 43, and the fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. This is the hour, God, you're pouring out of your spirit upon the church, and signs and wonders will follow all who believe. All that believe had all things in common. They were they went and sold their houses and land and showed love to the less fortunate and reached the less privileged. They reached out to the poor and the needy in the church. Hallelujah. Tonight, God, there was none in the church that had lack because the love of God was there, because they were on the same mindset in the name of Jesus. You said they stayed in the temple daily, continually breaking bread on one accord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us to have the same mindset. Help the church to walk in love like you desire us, oh God. Deliver us, God, from selfishness and self-centeredness. It takes love and kindness to win souls for the kingdom to be added to the church. Most of the church are empty in the name of Jesus because of how we treat people, because how we show love. We as the church are being standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful for too long. It is time to let you have your way. You are the one that draws the people, that saves and cleans up the church in the name of Jesus. You ask us to go and make disciples. Let us catch fishes and allow you to do the cleaning up. Let us bring them and allow you to clean them up in the name of Jesus. Let us stop looking at the outward appearance. Glory be to God, you're looking for the heart that will be open to receive you. Help us to show love to our enemies and those who hate us and say all manner of evil against us falsely. Hallelujah, God, for great shall be our reward when we hit the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We praise you now, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh God, for drawing the unbelievers, oh God. Those that are watching on the outside, may we be an example that they may know, God, to fear you because of the fear in the church. Oh God, we will be enlarged. You will enlarge in our territories. Hallelujah. And the abundance of the sea will come to the church. Thank you for the enlarging of our territories, God. Thank you for the blessings that you already given us, oh God, and that which is about to be released in the church. Everything the Gentile own is laid up for the righteous. There is no lack in the church back then because they were on one accord and they looked out for each other. Hallelujah, God. They were not selfish with the things that you blessed them with. In the name of Jesus, this is the time we need to look out for each other as the world, God, is changing. Hallelujah, God. You have not changed. Help us, God, those of us who are able to reach out, to have a willing spirit, to not make any excuses, to be a blessing to those who are struggling to make ends meet. Acts chapter 4 and 32 says, the multitude of them that believe were of one heart, one soul. Neither said they that their possessions were their own, but they all had everything that they need and give to those, hallelujah, God, that had a need. Give us the same attitude toward each other in the church. You have leaders that don't check for people that are hurting in the church. My God, on tonight, Father, deliver us so that we will represent your kingdom in the earth, which is built on the foundation of love. Without love, it means nothing to you. We can do everything, but if it's not from a pure heart, it means nothing, nothing to you. In the name of Jesus, without you, God, we are like dead men walking. You are the breath that we breathe. You are the oxygen in our lungs. We, God, the church, need you desperately. We are depending on you. We are looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. In the name of Jesus, in you, God, we live, move, and have our being. We are kept by the power of the Holy Ghost because they, God, were on one accord. Back then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and filled the house. They walked in obedience. Help us to walk in obedience. Hallelujah, God. And they had favor with everyone they came in contact with. May we follow in their footsteps so that we could, God, have the favor of God extended, Jesus, over our lives. In the Nina Manshanda, yes, God, tonight, have your way tonight. So many in the church don't have the Holy Ghost. Release your power to fill them, God, in the name of Jesus. It takes the Holy Ghost to live right, to talk right, to walk right, to, oh my God, walk in complete obedience to the will of God. It takes the Holy Ghost to show real love and kindness. Oh God, it takes the Holy Ghost that, my God, to bring conviction. You say it's the Holy Ghost that convicts the world of sin. It's the Holy Ghost that prays with groanings that cannot be uttered. He knows the mind of the Spirit. Oh Holy Ghost, tonight, make us one, God. Draw men to the kingdom of God. No man can come except your Spirit draw them, God. Let there be a drawing tonight by the Spirit of Almighty God. You are looking, Yogobo Shanda, oh God, for willing workers. You are knocking at the door of our hearts right now, God, so that we will repent and turn to you because the hour is late, oh God. And too late for many that already died. It is too late for many that have lost their souls and died without you and have been doomed to an eternal lake of fire for all eternity. We repent tonight. Oh God, from every sin, knowing and not knowing, forgive us and make us whole by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. You said, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, God. You said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our sins. Oh God, we declare tonight that we as the church, we are saved, delivered, and set free from every bondage of sin. We declare, God, this night of deliverance, God, from everything that has been sent against us. We are no longer bound, no more chains holding us down in the name of Jesus. Chains are breaking right now, God. Break every chain. Break every bondage so deliverance can take place. We gobble shanda the Bahia. Oh, God, we announce shekanda the Bahosa. Set us free by the power that of the Holy Ghost. On tonight, God, let there be a refreshing from your divine presence by your spirit on tonight. Revive the church, God, from the dead works of the flesh. Mighty God, send a fire of revival in the church so that we can catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. Revive us with power from on high in the Bashiko, yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost pour down fresh oil. Let the Holy Ghost pour down fresh fire. Let there be a sweet God's fragrance, a sweet aroma, God, of your presence. Release over us tonight. Let us feel your love tonight, Jesus. Let dunamis power be released. We need it, oh God. We need resurrection, Shanda, yes, God. We need resurrection power. We need Pentecostal power in the church, God, in this hour. Everything that is lying dormant, oh God, everything that is dead concerning the church, we speak life tonight. We declare, God, that signs and wonder will follow, God, those who believe. We look to you, God, who gobo shanda the night, God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And you, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. You are the greater Wushamanda. Oh, God, the greater one on the inside. We have no life without you. You are the reason why. Oh, God, the Asherosa. If it had not been you on our side, God, we would have been in a cold grave. Where would we be tonight? So we give you thanks, God, for your loving kindness, God, and your control, Yeshaya, your tender mercy. We thank you for truth. We thank you for your word manifested in our lives in this last hour. We acknowledge you, God. Oh, God, tonight, a Savior and Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Oh, God, that whosoever believeth in you shall not perish, but we will have everlasting life. You did not came into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through you, oh God, might be saved. You laid down your life, oh God, that we may live. Oh God, saturate, oh God, this atmosphere in everyone's home, wherever they are, with the glory, the power, release and anointing. Release it over this people. Release it, God, over the region. Release it over PNN. Release it, God. Oh God, as we come tonight, release it, God. Saturate everyone connected, God, tonight. Let the rain of your presence fall tonight upon us like never before. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall upon us. Let it fall on the churches. Engulf the church with your divine presence right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven, every knee in the earth, every knee under the earth, every knee in hell must bow to the name of Jesus, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is the only Lord, to the glory of God the Father tonight. Every satanic tongue, my God, got to announce that Jesus is Lord. Every atheist tongue, every unbelieving tongue, got to confess tonight that Jesus almost shandled of a home. Oh God, tonight, oh God, as I come to a close, God, every demonic imp and entity that is on an assignment to block and stop this prayer, hallelujah, God, we bind and restrict it in the name of Jesus. I deactivate the powers in the name of Jesus. Every marine demonic assignment is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Every voodoo spells and evil design sent to frustrate and confuse us, the church, tonight, that is on this line worldwide right now, hey God, we cancel canceled it tonight. And with the power and authority that you gave us, we declare tonight, God, that the forces of evil must go, God, from our house, must leave our lives, must leave our children. Oh, my God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, the gates of hell got to fall. Tonight, God, as this prayer go up, every witch and warlock and every satanic mirror and altars and satanic shrines, oh, God, must blow up tonight in Jesus' name, where they conjure our forces to send at the church. We, God, release the blood of Jesus against you tonight. My God, tonight. Every fiery dart and wicked devices is canceled right now. Every enchantment, God, and incantation and flying serpent, cobras, and constricting spirits, God, is canceled. God, I declare that this atmosphere has free clearance for this prayer to transcend beyond, God, the second heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, God, we praise you tonight. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for lifting your people up. Thank you, God, for your divine intervention. Thank you, God, for being on this line. Thank you, God, for your healing power. Thank you, God, for healing from every disease. Thank you, God, for healing from every demakoshanda, every infirmity and sickness, God. There is healing over this line tonight in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, there is healing, God. You came to set the captive free. There is deliverance tonight. Hallelujah, God, no longer bound. No more chains holding us, God. We come out of a host. Every yoke and cycle of sickness is broken. Oh, come on, people, let's praise the Lord. God is moving now. God is doing it now. He is breaking it up now. He's moving against the forces of darkness for you, you, and you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. Oh, God, move, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Rabba Shatta. Oh, God, tonight. Hey, God, we praise you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we are members one of another. And it is your desire, God. Oh, God, make us one with the same mind. Father, deliver us from the spirit of anger. We need you, God. Hallelujah, God, we need you. We come together, God, because we need you. We come together, God, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Thank you, Lord God, tonight, that we would be peacemakers, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We would be angry and sin not, oh God. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, glory tonight, glory. Glory. Oh, glory to God, we pull down anger. Hallelujah, that has caused many to lose their lives in homes and churches. Anger, God, in the body of Christ. Oh, God, has caused many to lose ministries and families and relationships. That has torn apart the body. We cancel it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Anger that is being released, God, that has caused homes and marriages, oh God, to be destroyed and separated. Glory, God, bring violence and murders. Oh, God, strife and hatred and divorce and adultery and wrath. Anger, God, is an issue. We destroy anger, God, this demon. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, go man, shekandora bohosa. Who, Master Jesus, we thank you. Oh, reke. Oh, na, 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 makoshandora bohosa. God, help us not to be like Cain, who killed Abel because he was angry, God. Oh, Master, every Cain spirit is destroyed by fire from out of the body of Christ. Master God, we worship you, God, we thank you. We praise you, Goshanda Bahaya, and we lift your name on high in the mighty name of Jesus as we come before you standing in agreement in prayer that has been made known unto you right now. We bless your name, Almighty God, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, Goshanda Bahosa, God of the universe, heaven and earth. God, we praise you.
for moving. Jesus, yes, God, we say, go to my shanda. As we stand in agreement tonight, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Every negative word that was spoken, God, we rebuke it from over our lives. And we declare that we have victory tonight because you are turning things around. Thank you for turning it around, God. Thank you for the ocean of the host. God, thank you, oh God. Oh God, with the ocean, thank you, Lord. People, let's praise the Lord for God. He's turning things around, God. God is turning things around in our favor. God is turning things around in the church. God is turning things around, my God, in our homes. God is turning things around. Tonight, as we praise him tonight, people of God, there's a turning that is happening in the realm of the spirit. As we come together to praise God tonight, there is a turning and a shifting in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah, God, it is turning things around that seems to be stuck and stagnated. Father, we praise you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for turning it around for our good. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that what the devil meant for bad, you're turning it around for our good. In the name of Jesus, Evangelist Bradley, you may take the lango shandor of a hosta. Thank you for the turning, God. Turning to the motion of the care. Thank you, oh God, tonight for turning it around, God. Oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name tonight, oh God. We give you the glory, God, for turning things around, God, for the church. In the name of Jesus, we'll be the church of the living God. That we the Mashekondana Mansaya, in the Rabo Shamandea, that we call the Mashanda Mahosaya, will come forth and be Kandiro Shata. The church, God, will come forth like an Amande Roko Shamande. In the Anseke, Yashada Mahosaya, Jesus. Oh God, Yemo Shanda. No weapon, God. Noria Mashanda Riasa. Eh, God, we praise you. Didn't make Koshata. In the Nanaya, God, in the Beko Shanda. In the name of Chid and the Makoshaya. Oh God, receive the glory, Bashekuria Mansa. Receive the glory, God, receive the honor. Receive the praise, Jesus. You are worthy.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Somebody come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Glory to God. Come on and praise him for the church, for the release. Glory to God for the redemption of the church. Glory to God. Glory to God for the release. For the release. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Restoration for the church on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Glory to God for what he's done tonight. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody's been crying out. Somebody's been holding on to the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Glory God, I feel good in my sanctified soul on tonight. I just bless God on tonight. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, gives you something to look forward to. And we bless God on tonight. We bless him. Amen. You can look for manifestation. You can look for it, people of God. Glory to God, but it shall surely come. Amen. So we bless God. We thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God. Hallelujah. Our souls do rejoice on tonight. Glory to God. Truly, God has done a great work in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, we want you to prepare. We want you to prepare now. We want you to prepare now. Glory be to God for day number. Glory to God for day number 22. Amen. Tomorrow is World Missions. Tomorrow is World Missions Night. Glory to God. The harvest. Amen. We're praying for the harvest on tomorrow night. Glory to God. World Missions. Glory to God. Those that are taking this gospel of the kingdom into all of the earth. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, outreach ministries, churches, amen, glory be to God, cathedrals, however, getting this word out, we're praying for the increase, amen. We don't want to be out here just doing something to be doing something, people of God, but we're praying, amen, for the increase, glory to God, for the increase after the hearing of the gospel, that some would come, that someone would crying out, I yield, I yield. It's all for kingdom's sake, and we give God praise. We give God thanks. Amen. Again, tomorrow is day number 22. Glory be to God. And listen, people of God, those of you we're praying for, listen, we're praying for 40 days. But for those of you that are consecrating along with us, people of God, so tomorrow, listen, pivotal point, tomorrow, glory be to God, the consecration, amen, the fast changes, amen. So starting tomorrow, glory to God, no fish and no seafood, no meat with your meals. Amen. No meat, no fish, no seafood with your meals. Amen. Garden, or you can eat a fruit, a garden salad at 6 a.m., your meals at 12 noon, fresh vegetables, amen, and at 6 p.m. Amen. Your meals at 12 noon and fresh vegetables at 6 p.m. No meat, no fish. You can drink water and juices during other hours and be sure to include some ginger, coconut, or sorrel. Amen. S-O-R-R-E-L-L, sorrel. Amen. Glory to God. So no meat. Amen. No fish. Amen. Come on. You can do it, people of God. Glory to God, no meat, no fish, amen, for this whole week, amen. Glory be to God, we're getting down, amen, Jesus, to the last 21 days of this consecration. Again, fruit or garden salads at 6 a.m., meals at 12 noon and 6 p.m., amen, fresh veggies, amen. No meat, no fish, no meat, no fish, amen, Jesus, with your meals, amen. Don't forget to drink water and juices during those other hours. Amen. So we bless God, people of God. Amen. Tomorrow starts our, amen, Jesus, day number 22. And these are the scriptures. These are the scriptures for, these are the scriptures for our tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Harvest World Mission. The scriptures are Matthew 24:17, Matthew 28:18-20, Mark 16:15-18, people of God, Luke 24:44-45, and Acts 18. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we're just endeavoring to advance this vision as you're consecrating, as you're laying aside. Amen. You will be spiritually empowered. Get into this word. Get into these scriptures. Let the scriptures speak to you. Let the Lord speak to you, amen, through the scriptures, amen, as you are spiritually empowered as you're praying for others, amen. And again, tomorrow we'll be praying for the world missions, the harvest, amen, world missions, the harvest. Glory be to God. We're just trying to advance this vision. People of God, souls, that souls would be saved, delivered, and set free. Amen, Jesus, and that we also, people of God, will be delivered, amen, that we will be strengthened, amen, that we will be encouraged to continue on in the Lord, amen. Glory to God. God bless you, prophetess. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, people of God, the woman of God will be back with us on tomorrow night. Glory be to God. Listen, glory to God, as you exit the line, amen, Jesus, just go off, amen, Jesus, thanking God for what he's done, amen, thanking him for what he's done, amen, where you worship, thanking him for what he's done for the body of Christ at large all over the earth, amen. Just thank him as you go, amen, Jesus, and at this time we're going to have prophetess to come back, amen, Jesus, and seal the prayer on tonight. People of God, we want you to go off in the praise. Amen. Go off thanking him for what he has done in Jesus' name. God bless you, prophetess. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. I give God thanks and praise tonight for the opportunity to be a vessel, to be used by him. I don't take what I do lightly. I praise God tonight. I don't know about you, but I know I have received my deliverance tonight. I came on this line with expectation to move for the church, for the body of Christ. Like Evangelist said, the body of Christ is in a sad state right now. It is in a position where something has to be done because too many of the pews are empty, and that should speak loud to us, and we should want to know God what happened. And so I believe through these prayers that are going forth, something is going to happen. I believe it's something to happen where I worship, that God is turning things around. And I believe all of us that has come from every nation connected tonight, there's a lot of power on this line. There's a lot of authority on this line as we stand in agreement, believing God for a move of God. I know tonight, and I don't even doubt this, that God moved tonight for his church. And I believe that some things that we were dealing with, I believe God is going to manifest, and I believe that we will see the things that we've been praying for tonight, that God is going to turn it around and shake it anew. And so tonight we give you thanks and praise, God. We thank you for everyone from every nation, every leader, every speaker tonight, every minister of the gospel, the PNN prayer line, for Evangelist Bradley and her prayer team that has come together to make this happen. We thank you most of all for the Holy Ghost who is in control, the Holy Ghost who is in charge of everything that's happening here tonight. We bless you tonight, God, as we leave from this line. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, but not from your presence. May we go, God, in the attitude of worship, in the attitude of praise, until we meet again. Cover us with your shed blood that's behind the shadow of the cross. No weapon formed against anyone that is connected to the line. Prosper in Jesus' name. You have a blessed night.
Amen, amen, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Glory to God. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, don't forget to bring someone and tell someone about the PNN and the great things that he is doing here. God bless you in Jesus' name. Good night.
Lord.